This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Welfare recipients in Sydney's southwest will be the first to face random drug tests as part of a federal government crackdown. Those on the New Start and Youth Allowances in the Canterbury-Bankstown area will be tested for ice, ecstasy and marijuana before they get their full payout. Those who test positive will still receive the money, but 80% of the payment will be quarantined to pay for rent, childcare and food. Alan Tudge is the Human Services Minister. He joins us on the line. Minister, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
There'll be plenty of people listening thinking, hang on a moment, I've heard this before. Well, we have heard it before, but now it's in action. When is it going to start exactly?
It's going to start at the beginning of next year in three locations. We announced the first location today, being in the Canterbury-Bankstown region. And as you said, what we'll be doing is we'll be doing some random selection of new entrants into the welfare system. And we'll be drug testing them. If they're found to test positive, they'll be placed onto a form of income quarantining, as you described. They'll then be asked to test again within 25 days. On the second time, if they test positive, they'll then have to undertake drug treatment as part of their mutual obligation.
What happens if they pass the test 25 days later?
Well, they'll still be on the income quarantining for the next 2 years, but they won't be subjected to compulsory drug treatment.
Okay. Why have you chosen this location? Why the Canterbury-Bankstown region?
Yeah, a few different reasons for that. I mean, one, there has been an increase in drug usage and quite a dramatic one over the last few years, and it is above the state average. I mean, secondly, there is already some good drug and alcohol services in place in that location. And thirdly, the income quarantining infrastructure is already in place there as well, because we already do some of that to certain income support recipients at the moment.
All right. Can I just give you some feedback that's coming in from people on the other side of politics? The Federal Labor MP, Linda Burney, says this is a desperate attack on Western Sydney. The Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says the scheme is likely to lead to an increase in crime, increase in inequality, and further hard treatment of welfare recipients. I'm particularly interested in his claim that this will lead to an increase in crime. What do you say in response?
Well, the evidence doesn't support that. I mean, we've already got examples over in Western Australia where whole communities are on a form of income quarantining with 80% of their money placed on to this cashless welfare card, and we've talked about this in the past. And over there, we see no increase in crime. In fact, in one of the communities in Wyndham, we've seen a decrease. We've already got as well, we've got people who are on this income quarantining already in Bankstown. There's no evidence that crime has gone up. I mean, frankly, Ben, let's get back to the basics here. I do not understand why the Labor Party is against this. It is a trial where we want to try to do something different, and that is to identify those people who might have a drug problem, get them the assistance that they need, and hopefully get them off drugs and back into work. That's what this is about. It's a trial, for goodness sake. And I think that the Labor Party just has an ideological objection to it, and rather than any substantial problems with it.
Minister, thanks for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for that, Ben.
Alan Tudge, the Human Services Minister, joining us on Sydney Live. Do you like the idea? Do you hate it? It's up to you. 131 873, the open line number. You can have your say any time this afternoon.